Washington state officials emphasized that Washington's new legal pot market will be airtight. Plants will be tracked from seed to sale. But where do those first legal marijuana plants come from? State regulators really don't want to know. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Washington state has detailed rules governing almost every aspect of growing marijuana, tracking, security, packaging, and labeling. But there's one area where the rules are deliberately vague: where to get the marijuana plants in the first place. All the state says is that within 15 days of starting production, the producer must have all the plants on the premises. John Davis heads the Coalition for Cannabis Standards and Ethics.
What they're saying is, go out into the world, get all the plants that you need, shove them in a room, right? Close the door, leave it alone for 15 days, and at the end of that 15 days, it's legal. And, you know, as funny as that sounds, you got to understand, it's got to come from somewhere.
So, everybody, where will the marijuana plants come from? The tooth fairy? The sugar plum fairy?
Santa Claus. Comes down the chimney and puts them in there. Yeah, there's, like I said, there's a big gray area.
Jetty Rosellison grows medical marijuana and has applied for a state producer's license. He stopped off in Arlington on a recent weeknight to chat with some other potential licensees. They joked that barring a North Pole solution, people could smuggle marijuana across the border or order it online. But the truth is, most of those plants are probably growing here in Washington right now. They just need to be brought into the new state system.
We're not asking them where they got it, but once they get into our system, they're going to have to be able to show where it is at all times.
Brian Smith is the spokesman for the Washington State Liquor Control Board, which oversees recreational marijuana.
It's just one, you know, admittedly awkward part of the implementation that they have to start somewhere.
He says it's part of enticing existing growers into the new system created by Initiative 502.
The board recognizes that many of the people that are going over to be a producer or growing marijuana now, whether they're growing it for medical marijuana purposes or for any other purpose, we want them to move over and then be under the state sanctioned system of the recreational market.
So the state is giving them 15 days to make that transition with plants in tow. The lead-up to state-licensed marijuana production could be a dicey time for growers, who will face some security risks as they get their businesses in place. Rosellison says it's nerve-wracking to think about transporting valuable, federally illegal marijuana plants to new facilities during the 15-day window. But if he's pulled over during the process, Rosellison says he'll tell the police officer he has a license, to produce marijuana, that is, and ask the officer for an escort. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.